Elizabeth calling us from Seattle. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Dr. Wright. How are you?
I think I'm okay, ma'am. How are you?
I have finishing up 3 months now this weekend of dealing with shingles, and it's finally beginning to subside, slight pain.
That's good.
Still. I did not get the shingles vaccine, so I'm wondering what your thoughts about that are. I would never want to go through this again. I'm
no,
also
I
have
wouldn't
a question
either.
About, I started taking lysine, and I've got so many vitamins going now, I don't even know which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, oddly enough, one of the ways to go has got nothing to do with vitamins. It's got to do with digesting and absorbing lunch. Now, you probably have heard that the shingles comes from a little virus that from an infection we got when we were kids, and it hides in the stomach, and it hides in the stomach, and then when we're older than kids, usually much older than kids, what do you know? It pops out and gives us this bad problem in the nerves called shingles. Well, funny thing, ma'am, but while it's residing there in the stomach, it's usually doing damage to the stomach, even though we don't feel anything. And the majority of people we check who have a history of shingles, if we check them for this topic I've been carrying on a lot about today, namely low stomach acid, the majority of folks who've had the shingles, their stomach acid is low. And what that means is they're not digesting breakfast, lunch, and dinner as well as it was digested when we were teenagers anyway. And so we're not getting all the nutrients out of it, and we're getting a suboptimal amount of nutrients, so we can't stay as well as we should. And then on top of that, when those stomach lining cells are damaged enough, they not only don't make enough acid, they don't make the factor that grabs onto vitamin B12 and pulls the vitamin B12 into our body. And without that, we can swallow all the B12 we want to, and it just goes in one end and out the other and doesn't get absorbed into the body because the stomach cells don't make the combining factor. Now, that's probably why one of the best treatments for shingles there is vitamin B12 shots, ma'am, because no kidding. We give people B12 shots, and if we could, if it weren't for our public servants who banned the stuff, we were giving people injections of adenosine monophosphate, AMP, which is a molecule made in every cell in our bodies. It's the energy molecule, and we would combine AMP shots with vitamin B12 shots, and my, would that relieve the shingles. Well, then one of our public servants, or maybe several of them, decided they were going to ban AMP shots, even though nobody ever got hurt with them. That's another story. And so we can only use B12, but B12 is still partially helpful. Oddly enough, I'm hearing a rumor that AMP shots are coming back on the market. I'll have to look into that. I only heard about it last week. But you're past that. Your shingles are mostly better. The big deal here is if you are one of the majority of people who've had the shingles who had low stomach acid, you better take care of that, or not only will your diet not do you any good, and I'm wrong about that, not only will your diet not do you as much good as it could, but also all the vitamins and minerals you take won't do you as much good as they could either.
So I've been taking lysine thinking that was helping, but it's mostly hydrochloric acid.
No, let me be a little more clear. Sorry for mumbling. The hydrochloric acid digests the protein in our diet into amino acids, and then the amino acids are absorbed. So what you've done by buying lysine is you've gotten past the digestion step now. It's already the amino acid. So that will get into your system, hydrochloric acid or not. It's just the food substances that you digest won't break into their normal particles like they should.
Okay.
Okay.
So what about taking hydrochloric acid with each meal? Should I try that?
Well, you can, but be very careful, because when the stomach lining is deteriorated enough, I don't know of any other way to put it, when it's deteriorated enough, we'll take one hydrochloric acid capsule and, oh my gosh, that hurts, that burns, where's the bicarb of soda? And yet, what that frequently means is we really need this stuff. Now, the best analogy I know is this, ma'am. Before menopause, sex hardly ever hurts for women. After menopause, a significant minority of women say, ow, that hurts. And what's happened is that the ovaries are no longer making the hormones that support the tissues of the vagina and the surrounding area, and so they get thin. And so now a normal activity that was just fine at age 33 isn't so good at age 63 anymore. It hurts. Mm-hmm. Just the stomach is just the same. If it deteriorates enough, normal acid that belongs in there won't be tolerated, and you'll think you don't need it. So the best thing to do is to find out, do you have this problem and how bad is it? That's what we do at Tahoma Clinic quite frequently. It's called a stomach analysis. I described it to one of the other people who called in.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that. And then we can say, oh, no, you don't have this problem. Or more likely, if we're over 60, we'll say, yes, you have this degree of that problem. And here's the amount of hydrochloric acid pepsin that's appropriate for you. Now, there's the occasional person who does the test. They try the acid. It hurts anyway. And for those people, okay, the stomach lining is deteriorated enough that we have a particular paper we give to people. It's called the Stomach Lining Protocol, and it lists six different things that help to rebuild the stomach lining. Now, what I wish I could tell you is that it would help to rebuild the stomach lining to the point where it makes its own hydrochloric acid again. That I haven't got the magic answer for yet, but we do have, in case a person hurts when they take the stuff and we know they need it, because why bother taking the stuff unless we know we need it? We do have a protocol that will restore the strength of the lining, so now it doesn't hurt to take the hydrochloric acid, even though a person still needs to take it because their own stomach can't make it yet. And there we are, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, well, it's really a terrible situation, and I've talked to a lot of people who've either had shingles or, you know somebody who's had it. I wonder, did you ever write about that in your newsletters?
No, I didn't. And if this rumor is true, that we can get the adenosine monophosphate, which is very, very safe, by the way, who knows why it was eliminated by the so-called health authorities, unquote. If we can ever get that back, I will be writing about it, because that injection with B12 is very useful for shingles treatment.
Okay, and so then, okay, one more question, I'll let you go. Is the the doctors are all saying, oh, there's this great new vaccination called Shingrix. What's your thought on that?
I always have to go look it up, and here's what I'm talking about, ma'am. Some vaccines are pure vaccine. Most of them have what are called adjuvants that are supposed to make them work better. And included in that list of adjuvants is mercury. Now, that's not in all the vaccines, but it's just in some of them. And so what I want to know before I give an opinion about a vaccine is, what are the adjuvants in that vaccine, if there are any? And
okay.
That's the first thing to ask, ma'am.
Adjuvants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. I very rarely take vaccinations, and I don't even take the flu vaccination. But what happened is I did get the horrible flu in January, and then a month later, I guess my immune system was kind of shot, then I got the shingles.
Yes, ma'am. It sounds like the immune system is down a little.
Yeah.
If you do check in with one of the Tahoma doctors and ask about that stomach test,
okay.
Also ask about things you can do to bolster your immune system. There are a lot of good things a person can do for that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And now we got to go to our break.